It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. In the never-ending quest to get people to go to classical music concerts, the New York Times critic Anthony Tomasini thinks he may have a new strategy. He says, in the current era of constant connectivity, could the idea of the concert hall as a web-free zone, a chance to disconnect, catch on? He says he thinks so. In these days of constant connectivity, could the supposed downside of classical music, disconnection from modern life, become a selling point? Tomasini maintains that opportunity awaits to promote classical music as a haven for device-free absorption in live musical performances. He says the message should be, here's a chance to turn off your mobile phones, detach from the internet, and let your texts accumulate so that you can cede control of a sensory experience to composers and performers. He could have a point there. In our research into classical music radio listeners, we know that people value us as a chance to get away from the world and its stresses. Is it enough of a reason for people to come back to classical music concerts? Well, who knows? It sounds crazy enough that it just might work. Meanwhile, over in the UK, David Lister asks another interesting question. Why are classical program notes so terrible? Seems he recently attended a concert at the Proms in England where he delved into the program notes, hoping to get some information about the soloist German violinist Julia Fischer, often played here on KBOC. But he came up with zilch, nada, zip. Nothing. He says the notes were a mine of useless information. It listed all the orchestras she had performed with in recent seasons. It informed him breathlessly that she has performed at major international concert halls and festivals and listed her CD labels. David says, tell me why these notes can't include a single fact that I and other audience members are interested in. Where did she grow up? Where did she go to school? When did she take up the violin? And perish the thought we should be told anything at all about her personal life, whether she's a parent, how old she is. Concert officials often say they write the notes this way because artists' agents like it. Who cares, said David. Tell the agents that the concerts are for the public, not for them. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy from the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.